Every month we visit with Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. And you know the old saying about an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, Mike did some research, and he found out that that is true. He's going to explain that right now. Mike, how are you?
Doing great.
How many apples do you eat every day? And you're a doctor, so how many apples a day do you have?
You know, we go in spurts, and so I did this research. I mean, sometimes I'll eat, you know, an apple a day, and then other times we don't get them and I don't eat them. But after doing the research, I told my wife yesterday, I said, well, you know what, we need to get some more apples and be sure we stock those all the
time. What's in them that makes them, you know, help your health? And you're approaching this from the angle of it reduces your risk for heart disease, it reduces your risk for cancer, and now there's apparently some sort of study or medical information that it may actually reduce the possibility of Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Yeah, doing the research was really interesting. Florida State University calls it a miracle fruit. Medical News Today ranked it as the number one in a list of the top 10 healthy foods. Apples. And, you know, and I've heard that green apples are better than red. That wasn't in...
Well, what do the studies say about what's in the apple that you're eating, and how is it changing the dynamic of your body or your health?
Well, it is a fruit, which fruits and vegetables are what you definitely want to be eating, replacing the unhealthy foods with the healthy ones. But also, recent studies show that it's a probiotic, that there's like the beneficial aspects are in large part due to the probiotic effect of it as well.
Explain what probiotics are.
Well, those are the healthy bacteria. We all have more bacteria in our bodies than we have cells, and so you want the healthy bacteria in your mouth as opposed in your body, as opposed to unhealthy bacteria.
And you're making me itch talking about bacteria.
I know, I always do. But in the average apple, this will make you itch. The average apple contains about 100 million bacteria. And I'm telling you, eat
them. Oh, my God.
Because they're the healthy bacteria, as opposed to the unhealthy. So if you can get 100 million healthy bacteria in you, that's going to replace and displace the unhealthy bacteria, which is
who counted that?
I don't know who counted, but that's 100 million bacteria in an apple. That's a lot of bacteria.
What if I eat an apple pie?
I don't think that's going to do.
Have
the
I
same,
baked all
it?
The good bacteria out of the pie?
Well, I think they put a lot of other stuff in that pie that probably isn't as healthy as
okay.
That.
I just thought I'd ask.
Might kind of overrule.
Try to make it a little bit more fun.
I like pie, but, you know.
How about a caramel apple?
I think you're pushing your luck.
All right, I'm just asking. You know, my dad always said you don't know unless you ask.
Well, yeah. I think you're asking some pretty strange questions there.
I think you know the answer
to those questions.
You know, I'm hoping you'll say something that I'm hoping you'll say.
Yeah.
All right, so eat apples, and just one a day will do wonders for you.
Absolutely, a lot for you, yeah. Now, if you have dentures, you'll need to cut those apples up. Being a dentist,
well, you mash it into applesauce.
Well, you could do that, too. Yeah, just don't add sugar. You'll be fine.
Mike, you're no fun today.
It's tough, I know. It's tough being a dentist.
Yeah. All right, we're talking with Mike Milligan, Dr. Mike from Eastland Dental Center. If you ever want to check out their website, he puts a lot of this interesting information up there. It's eastlanddental.com, and we're talking about heart attack and stroke prevention now, and there's a big heart attack and stroke prevention meeting. And I know that doesn't sound exciting, but if you listen to these segments with Dr. Mike, he'll tell you how very important it is to monitor your heart health. So you've got something coming up at Bloomington Country Club this month. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's actually going to be October 24th at Bloomington.
Oh, I read this wrong. I'm sorry. It's in October.
Well, that's fine. Today's September. So, you know, but October 24th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Bloomington Country Club. And it's open to the public, and it's free. I host it. I have several physicians trained in the Baldonian method for heart attack, stroke, and diabetes
prevention. Now, for people who haven't heard of that before, you've talked about Baldonian before on the program. Explain to people who may be hearing about it for the first time, or maybe they heard about it and they didn't understand what it was. It's a test, right? It tests your heart health and your chances of having a heart issue, right?
Yeah, these are people, Dr. Brad Bale and Dr. Amy Donine, and they have their theory of what causes heart attacks and strokes and diabetes.
And that is what?
And it's based on soft plaque in your arteries, in the wall of your arteries, and then inflammation that causes that soft plaque to rupture and cause the clot that then travels through your bloodstream and causes a heart attack or stroke. And the thing is that the Baldonian method, they are very individualized. Number one is that theory, which has been shown to be accurate. And they've been doing this 20 years, and their results are incredible.
Now, you get tested every year. You go out there to Washington to have it done.
But yes, Spokane.
These tests are administered locally or down in Springfield, too?
Oh, yeah, and here. We have...
You do it in your office?
Actually, we do, yes. We have certain days that we do it in our office.
So what if I came in and had it done, what would you do?
Had the test done?
Yeah.
Well, you put a little... I don't do it, but DVT Imaging does that for us. They're out of Pekin. And they use this little device, and it checks your carotid arteries for the soft plaque.
You had me in, and we did that last year, didn't we?
Yeah. We did a little scan of it. Yeah, not the full one, but a scan of it, yes, which gives it, it's pretty accurate and gives us an idea if we need to look further. And so we will do that probably in November after we have this meeting. But DVT screening does that for some of the speakers who are speaking. Dr. Bill Ray, Dr. Craig Bax, Bill Ray of Normal, Craig Bax of Springfield, Rule Wright of the Vein Specialists, and others will be speaking. And I will be speaking on the dental aspect of that. And by the way, we were just talking about apples, and a couple more things about apples. Each additional serving of produce that people eat daily, their risk for stroke fell by 11%. So, fruits and vegetables. Each additional serving per day, risk of stroke falls by 11%. And those who eat the most apples over a 28-year period in a study of 10,000 people had the lowest risk for stroke. So so that was that. But, yeah, we're having this meeting. The thing with the Baldonian method is not only the theory, which has been shown to be very accurate in studies, but also they're very individualized, and they do a lot of testing on an individual basis that isn't done typically by anyone else, and then they're very comprehensive as well.
This doesn't take a long time to do, right?
Correct.
In other words, you're not going to spend half the day taking this test.
Oh, no, that's correct. But as you become one of the patients of these people, they might spend a half a day or at least a few hours educating you, reviewing your tests with you, that type of thing.
So we
spend some time with people who come in on the dental aspect that is a part of the Baldonian method.
If anybody wants to come to the heart attack and stroke prevention meeting, it's at Bloomington Country Club in the Rafters Room on Thursday, October 24th, starts at 6:30. It'll be over at 8, so you won't have to spend a lot of time there that evening. But you do have to register.
Yeah, I'd like to know the number of people coming and who's coming. Call my office, 309-663-4711, my dental office, Eastland Dental Center, Dr. Mike Milligan.
And then you'll offer this test again when, after the meeting?
Yeah. And that'll
not,
be
not,
in my,
not there on the, site, the, but at your office at some point after the meeting, you'll have sign-ups.
A series of tests that we do, including the CIMT scan, not the full-blown...
Does insurance traditionally cover this, or is it...
No, but the cost in our office, of this testing that we do. We run a number of tests. I think it's like about 7 or 9 different tests for $99.
$99, and then yeah. The last time you did this round of tests, and I think that's when I went over there and you tested me, and I passed. Everything looked good.
Yeah.
But the last time, did you have any people where you caught something?
And, absolutely.
And maybe saved their lives.
Well, yes. And then what we do is we let them know and then have the physician of their choice follow up with them, do more comprehensive testing. But it gives us an idea if they need to move into that.
Sure. Yeah, because absolutely. As you've talked about in this program on multiple occasions, and I think your dad is an example of this?
Yeah.
He just one day dropped dead. He didn't even know anything was wrong with him.
Well, he had triple heart bypass, then he had it again, and then he passed at age 65, which was way too early. Had we known about this, you know, he would have lived a lot longer had he been preventive like this with the Baldonine method with one of the physicians trained in that. And so we'll have about 7 speakers at this meeting. I'll be the dentist. The others will be the physicians. And it'll be a wonderful meeting that you will learn so much about the prevention of heart attack, strokes, diabetes, which also, this is anything where the blood goes, it also affects the quality of your life, Alzheimer's, cancer, different things
sure,
like that.
Sure, I mean, you'll have more energy if your heart health is good, your blood flow is good, and all that. We're out of time, but again, call Mike's office to register, Eastland Dental Center, 663-4711. If you want some more information or just check out some of the topics that Mike talks about, he posts a lot of stuff there, eastlanddentalcenter.com, or go to his website, oralsystemiclink.net. That's chock full of all kinds of medical stuff. Mike, we're out of time.
Yeah, we do it for you. So, just trying to help the community, help the people in our community and across the country.
All right, Mike Milligan, Eastland Dental Center.